This recording, Shandong 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Common was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lunar back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fitter. In no time, the goose began to tear. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her red side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this cost of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penny. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I first began to learn English at my 14 age. I visited some places in such as Yantai, Beijing, Hebei, Tangshan, Ningxia, Yinchuan, Shanxi, Taiyuan. Kongzi Lun Yu, Xuer Di Yi, Zi Yue, Xuer Shi Xi Zhi Bu Yi Yue Hu, Yu Peng Zi Yuan Fang Lai Bu Yi Le Hu. 人不知而不闻，不亦君子乎？微整第二，子曰：“十三拜，一言以蔽之，曰：死无懈。”子曰：“文小，子曰：今之小者，实为能养；至于犬马，皆能幼养。不仅何以辩乎？”子曰：“食其所衣，观其所有，察其所安，人为收载，人为收载。”